All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after helping the Tennessee Titans reach the AFC Championship game in January, quarterback Ryan Tannehill has been rewarded as he just received a new five-year deal that is worth $118 million, with $62 million of that being guaranteed. Now, Titans head coach Mike Vrabel made the move to bench Marcus Mariota last season in favor of Tannehill midway through the season, and the team responded to Tannehill as they went 7-3 with him under center. Then, of course, the Titans had that run to the AFC Championship game as they went on the road and knocked off both the New England Patriots and Baltimore Ravens before they fell to the eventual Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. But with that said, how much of this run was due to Tannehill? Now, the reason why I say that is the Titans recently slapped the franchise tag on running back Derrick Henry. And make no mistake about it, this was the best season of Ryan Tannehill's career. Ryan Tannehill did not go out there and try to put this team on his back. This was the best team that Ryan Tannehill ever had around him. And the Titans ran the ball with a big back in Derrick Henry. They had one of the best offensive lines in football. And both of those aspects right there made his job easier. He did a lot off of play action. He did a lot with screens and dump downs to the likes of Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. So you just have to ask yourself, how much of this was Tannehill? And the bottom line is he benefited from the people around him. The Titans also had a solid defense, and we're going to see this Tennessee team look a lot different in 2020. Why? Just some of their moves. They released veteran tight end Delanie Walker. Defensive lineman Jarrell Casey was traded to the Denver Broncos. We saw offensive tackle Jack Conklin sign with the Cleveland Browns. And then, of course, this move right here, giving Tannehill a boatload of money. So it's going to be interesting to see. Tannehill got all this money, but again, he's not a guy that's going to put a team on his back. Yes, it was a great story for 2019 to see him revitalize his career in Nashville. And yes, it was a good story to see him make a postseason run like he did, but make no mistake about it, Ryan Tannehill is not a franchise quarterback. And I think this is something that Mike Vrabel is going to find out in 2020 the hard way. The heart and soul of that team was this running game with Derrick Henry. You put the franchise tag on him, and if I'm Tennessee, sooner rather than later, that is the guy that you must keep happy. And if the Titans are going to put all of their chips behind Ryan Tannehill, they're going to get, sooner rather than later, they're going to get the version of Ryan Tannehill that the folks in South Florida have seen all too often. I mean, let's not forget, he was a so-so quarterback at best in Miami. And if Tennessee doesn't figure it out soon, they are definitely going to regret this deal. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, if you have not already, please feel free to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. And if you are on YouTube, please feel free to check out the channel at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out and subscribe to it. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And once again, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.